Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
That is right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Real Ass Podcast. Luis J. Gomez is out today, but his fill-in, what a fucking get. One of my favorites. He's handsome. He's funny. He's brilliant.
Thank you.
He speaks dog.
There we go.
Justin Silver.
That's right, everybody. The Puerto Rican sociopath has been replaced by a Jewish twink. Are we comfortable with that? Listeners, Let me make everybody feel more comfortable. Shannon, you're a whore. Natalie's dog needs to be put down because he growls at me when I put her in an armbar. Someone in the studio, do something for me. Here we go. I just want to keep everybody.
I know you're joking.
Board. I am. How are
and
you,
I love Lewis very much.
Love him.
And I don't want to start the show by shitting on him.
No,
Shannon can attest. Yesterday, somebody went to the post office and there were a bunch of packages for the different shows. And the fury that Lewis did not also get a present and that other people, it was literally like when you watch a little kid, like, what do you mean everyone got toys on their birthday? Like, you ever like see a little kid who goes to somebody else's house for their birthday, but they also need to open something so they don't flip out?
Like that South Park episode where Carmen had to get a gift when everybody else's birthday.
It was that level of screaming, where's my gift?
Where's my toy? Where's my toy?
And then there was a kendama hidden in there, and I'm pretty sure that it was an emergency stash away.
Yeah.
He had something to open.
What's a kendama?
What's a kendama?
One of his flippy toy, the flip cup toy that he likes.
Oh, okay.
Dude,
Lewis,
you are adorable.
You know that little cup thing he walks around with a ball?
It's and like a stick with two cups and a spike on the end and a ball.
Can I help you? The reason you don't know that is because you're an adult.
Oh.
So you're right.
Thing.
Yes. Yeah. He's been using it for years now.
He's actually very good at it.
Yeah, he's very, very talented.
He's very talented at things that don't have a payoff.
Yeah.
And things that do have a payoff. Yeah. I love you, Lewis.
Yes, we love and respect you.
Love and
Doug
respect
doesn't know what a kendama is because Doug kills animals.
I do. Yeah. I do.
There's no
not yet,
in
but
the
yeah.
woods.
I shoot things. That's a good toy.
Speaking of which, our guest today, thank you guys very much for being here. We got Doug Yerum.
Hey.
And Monroe Martin. How you doing?
Guys? I'm well, man.
Thank you guys very much for being here. Monroe, were you at Skankfest or no?
No, I wasn't at Skankfest.
Well, I heard still it was recovering, great, though. I think. I feel like everybody that went is still like...
I'm still coming down off that thing.
Yeah.
Dude, those fights were fucking great
to fights
watch.
Were great.
I loved watching them beat the shit out of each other. That was so much fun.
Dude, that tiny chick that never fought before and just ate people alive.
How the fuck does that happen? Well, it's a fucking... It's a girl. I mean, girls, it's not that hard to just throw your fist.
I don't know how much we can
tough
get.
Is that?
We can, I'm sorry, I mean to cut you. I don't know how much we can get into this, but I want to give props to Lewis for like the improvements that he made and my fucking take on what it's going to be like with him and Ellis.
Oh, I think I would like that a lot.
Because I see like holes in that game just from like doing his hands. I don't know about the other aspects of their game, but I was just like, oh, okay, this is like, he looked sharp, dude. And there's like still so much progress he can make for it. So I'm like, I love work.
His head movement was on point. He was fucking.
A lot of things.
And fucking, what's his name? Ellis is an actual journeyman fighter.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
that's
he
my
held
point.
His fucking own. That was fucking impressive.
Yes, yeah.
Jesus
so
Christ.
I'm gonna give mad props to Lewis on that, and I kind of wouldn't mind even getting into that a little bit.
I would like to do that, but if you're gonna talk about props, Jason Ellis also judged Naked Roast.
Yeah,
the size of this man's cock,
Jason Ellis.
It
of course. Look at what he does all the fuck. He's
upsetting.
Fucking crazy. Yeah. wait, big or bad?
Enormous.
Oh, all right. Dude, well, yeah.
And you wanted to like call somebody and be like, is this normal?
Yeah. Those Australians have giant cocks.
Really?
They're fucking massive. You ever watch Australian porn? Every single one. Well, it's also porn, but the
no,
dicks
I
are
haven't,
fucking.
Doug. That has not ever come
I went
up
on like a little Australian fucking fetish.
It looked better than that. He must have been.
Yeah, what happened there?
That looks great right there.
That looks. That is nothing to sneeze at.
Dude, I was expecting like a baby.
Monroe excluded. Monroe, I'm sure.
I'm not even.
You're playing a different game.
This talk. I'm like, look, y'all talking about dicks.
Let's get into Lewis's fight. I want to hear your analysis. Like, look, can you bring up the Lewis, Jason, Ellis?
So do we have? Here's the thing: is like is it stupid to reveal too much of like what I think he should do? Because then like Ellis listens.
Yeah, don't do that.
Because Ellis is going to listen to an episode Lewis isn't on.
All right. So do we have you've replayed the fight on here, right?
Oh yeah, it's the minute. Shannon, we have it?
The minute.
Hold on.
If you look, so I was watching on the side, and I was just kind of looking with a little bit of a technical eye. Let me put my training glasses on for a second.
Yeah, I have a little bit from the Gas Journal. Hold on one sec.
Okay, cool. Let's look at it. If you look, the difference in Lewis's jab, he used to do this in that first fight he did this parrying jab where he's not actually throwing it. He's just using it to like, it's almost like he's faking his like he's throwing it.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like everybody was so nice. I don't think it could go any better, you know?
So on this one, you'll see how he really pops it out with some authority. Watch him with his jab. And then you'll see when Ellis sort of freezes how there's so much room for him to throw this right hand through. Watch, you'll see it. Watch those throw it with a lot more thought. So these feints are really smart. There's a lot of room for these straight right hand. Like right now, there's a lot of room for straight right hand. There it is. Boom.
He's stepping in with the jab.
He's stepping in. He's sticking it. And when he's fainting, he's legitimately fainting as opposed to parrying. So he's fainting, and then he's throwing it hard. And you see how if he just straightens these punches up, how they're going to land on the money? Watch right here.
Well, even his head movement something.
His head movement looks good. His hands looks fast. And all he has to do is kind of throw this with more authority at these moments because Jason's hands are down. So Lewis, to me, looks really good here.
But he's dodging the shit out of those haymakers.
He's doing really well. He's doing really well. Yeah. And he's keeping his head straight. You see how he's not overreacting when things get thrown at him? So he's there for the counter? Like right there.
He gets popped. Yeah.
But instead of like sort of overreacting in the way amateurs do, he's staying in the pocket right there.
His uppercuts were nasty in this fight, man. He knocked him down with one, didn't he?
So we have this thing that we do when someone comes in that's right called up and over right there. So the up and over is basically when someone's coming straight at him because Lewis is big or they try to tie him up, there's no way he's not going to catch if he just goes up and over, even if he hits on the chest and the arm.
Right.
So that's a really good move for someone with like his body type and just the way his size.
Lewis really is a Puerto Rican gorilla. Look at his fucking back.
The improvement this dude made... You got to give it right there. Boom. See how he's just staying right in it? He's got fucking balls, man.
Yeah.
He's got fucking balls, dude. He's in there with like a legitimate pro, no headgear on, in front of like all of his fans where he could, you'd be embarrassed if you got dropped in this thing.
I think I would have preferred if Lewis's shorts were one size bigger.
I thought they were Muay Thai shorts or something.
Fucking good round, though, right?
Yeah. No, very good.
That could go either way. So I saw that and I was like, Jesus, man, that dude, when he works at something, he works at something. So as much as I
shit on Lewis, I love the guy to death. Killing him out there.
Yeah.
That was dope.
Especially after some of the absolute animals that were fighting out there.
Oh, my God. There was some boy. There was that one dude who was just he looked like the Terminator. And yes, look at Shannon getting moist over there. She knows exactly who I'm talking about.
Eddie?
You know who's that, right?
Eddie Jackson, yeah.
What's his name?
Eddie Jackson.
Is he a pro fighter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Shannon, tell us about him.
She's sliding off the chair.
Dude.
He is just so...
Shannon's marinating right now.
He was also so sweet. I really enjoyed him. And when, like, aside of the ring where the announcers were is where the fighters would come in and out. And he would come there out of the ring, like, all sweaty with his shirt off and then put his shirt back on right in front of me. I mean, I loved every minute of it.
You think he's too sweet to beat you, Shannon? Because we have to keep your interest somehow.
That's not true, Justin. You can share this picture. I mean, look at him. What a beautiful man.
Yeah, that's your type.
Yeah, that's a fucking giant dude.
I didn't know she liked black dudes.
He's not black, Monroe.
He's not black?
No, she's got an Italian father. You think they're going to allow that? Come on.
Yeah, that can't come through the door. That's got to be kept in her apartment.
Eddie Jackson?
I think he's Hispanic.
That is true. Eddie Jackson does sound like a black name.
Yeah,
I think that's two different black kids from sitcoms they put together.
I think you don't want him to be black.
Say that name to your father. See how he reacts.
He does look at best racially ambiguous.
Yeah,
he does. He could be an undercover cop.
Yeah.
You know, you can't tell
in
what he
Bronx,
is.
In the Bronx,
Yeah,
that's a Yankees cap and a pair of Timberlands.
Exactly, yeah. Big gold chain and a fucking switchblade.
Shannon, is that your look? Is that like, is that the ultimate?
Yeah, because she loves The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock is the ultimate. Also racially ambiguous.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
She's also, and she loves a bald guy.
I
she
do.
She loves a
like
fucking...
Tattoos, jacked bald.
Like a Tank Sinatra.
Yes.
That's right in her wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. Prison Records, fucking very attractive to her.
Adds to it, as long as they've learned their lesson.
As long as they learn their lesson, right?
What's the domestic violence cases a guy could commit that you would be able to overlook if he was hot?
Raping their grandma. Come on, Shannon.
I mean, I can't, like, nothing with children, nothing rapey.
Nothing animals, mm-hmm. right?
I think most of the other stuff, I mean, I've dated guys that have
dog
gone
fighting.
Away for it. No. Hmm.
No dog fighting?
No dog fighting.
You're they're small dogs.
No.
Murder?
I guess it depends on the circumstance.
Domestic violence.
Because I'm watching Dexter right now. So I feel like some murders can be justified. Mm. I think it would just depend. But yeah, an assault I can deal with. It just depends on the circumstances around.
Right. Like if he's like defending his woman's honor and cracks a bottle over someone's head, like that's the kind of thing where it's like, you know,
yeah,
you run to a guy like that.
Yeah.
Right. If there was a national flag of girls from Long Island, from Staten Island, it just should say, an assault I can deal with. Let's get plugs out of the way. If you guys want to kick up the music, Monroe, what do you want people to get eyes on, my friend?
What do I got coming up? I got Gotham December 1st, and then I got Poughkeepsie the 2nd through December 2nd through the 6th. Yeah. I can't remember the rest of the dates off the top of my head. Just go to MonroeMartinComedy.com. For all the dates.
Hell yeah, Doug.
I wish I was in the same boat as Monroe where I can't remember my dates, but I'll be in Broadway Comedy Club on Tuesday. And then the following week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'll be at the Grizzly Pear. And then I'll be at some shithole in Union City tonight.
Fantastic. Justin?
It's at I am Justin Silver and IamJustinSilver.com for my road dates. Jay and I are on the road in Syracuse this weekend. Then we're doing New Year's Eve at Comedy Connection Rhode Island. And I got a bunch of road dates in between that. Shows at the Stand with Christina Hutchinson, blah, blah, blah. So just go to I am Justin Silver, and possibly the new podcast I'm doing, Revenge Fantasies, is going to be premiering on this network soon, I hope. So, looking forward to that.
Fantastic. Guys, check me out on Instagram, Zach is not funny. Back up Twitter, ZA Spook Show. I got some other shows here on the network. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at Midnight. Bye Guys with Ian Fidance on Thursdays. And Catalyst Wrestling. Catalyst Wrestling will be in New York City in the middle of January. I have more details on that soon. And I'll be on the road with Lewis if you want to bring up Lewis's dates. Thanksgiving weekend, we're going to be at Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie. Incredible Club will be there that Friday and Saturday. We're going to be at the Dark Comedy Festival in Toronto in December. And then Lewis has a bunch of other dates coming up. Please check out his website, lewisofskanks.com. I know he's got Lexington, Kentucky coming up and a few other great clubs. And always make sure you check out Lewis on the road. There's a good chance you might see me too. All right, speaking of forgiving crimes, O.J. Simpson, did you guys see this video?
Yeah.
When he tried to kiss the girl?
He tries to kiss a girl, taking a video of him, and she leans away. Yeah, now, there's a lot going on here. Because,
yeah.
God bless him for all this, being like, you know what she wants?
Yeah.
A kiss.
Of course.
Some juice.
But again, that's like what we were talking about with Shannon. She found him like somewhat attractive because he fucking murdered two people. It's like, ooh, he's dangerous. And then once he leaned in for a kiss, it got real. And she's like, no, never mind.
And balls on this girl to be like, what's he going to do?
Yeah.
I'm just going to publicly embarrass OJ. How'd that go last time?
Yeah.
So let's see.
It's over for her, man. We should check on her.
Oh, she's hot as shit. Yeah.
But he thought it looked like
she did get close to his face.
Let me
look at this.
100%, if it wasn't that it was on social media, she would have kissed him.
Absolutely, Shannon? Because she locked eyes with him.
She was.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so? You think she was just like?
I think
she was
like, let me just try to get some viewers on TikTok. And then when he leaned in, she was like, no, I'm not trying to do all this. Like, I'm just trying to get viewers on TikTok. That's what I think.
You don't make OJ mad.
So do you don't think he misread that eye look, that gaze?
I think he misread it.
He's so like, but you, if you see him in other stuff, like what was the thing with Sacha Baron Cohen? Like he's like legit, like kind of like that old dude who's just like creeping on chicks though. You know what I'm saying?
He still has that juice swagger though. He does. He's always gonna have that. You're never gonna get rid of that in him. He still thinks he's the running back playing for the fucking Bills.
Charming.
Yeah. How do you ever lose?
He knows he can get away with murder.
Right.
Oh, that's
in
a great point.
Uncertain terms.
That's a great point.
You know, he stands like in the fucking mirror before like he goes out. He goes, "You still the juice."
Exactly.
They got nothing out. Like he pep talks. Oh, he pep talks himself. 100% he does it. That's exactly what I was thinking of, by the way.
The only way the video would be better is she denied him on the kiss and then he just looked at her and did the "you're dead"
He just grabbed a handful of her fucking hair and just forced her fucking face to him.
"I will break you."
But I'm happy that that happened. I really am, because that's like, you see like people at the zoo and they're smashing the fucking lion cage and then the lion lunges at her and they go, "Ah!" It's like, that's what you get for fucking with the lion. He lunged at her and she, "Whoa, hey, I didn't mean that."
Now, do you think Nicole Brown denied him a kiss and now we can get to the bottom of this now?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Absolutely.
She was sucking, what's his name's cock? The fucking waiter.
Goldman.
Yeah.
Goldman.
He said Perlman.
How many times do you think the word kike came out in that fucking house that we don't know about?
Oh, a lot.
It's been dropped. And I can say it, message to the listeners, I'm one.
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
I'm sure she fired some racial slurs back at him a few times.
Oh, I think it was, I think it got thrown around.
Oh, of course it did.
I just think it's insane that, like, when the shit they cut out of, the shit that they weren't allowed to talk about in that trial. Yeah. Do you know about frogmen?
No.
This is so wild.
What?
Okay.
So, Nicole, one of the two of them, I can't remember which, was basically decapitated from behind with a throat slit. That's how Navy SEALs kill people.
So he came
up. Oh, I know what you mean, frogmen now. Yeah.
That's how Navy SEALs kill people.
Yeah.
Like they go up behind you and
like
grab your head, pull it back.
Like in Rambo when he fucking comes out of the wall.
There you go. That's
right before the murders, OJ was doing a pilot where he was playing a Navy SEAL took the lessons on how they kill people.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's beautiful.
No one brought that up. I think Johnny Cochran might have gotten that thrown out as evidence.
Yeah.
Because it was circumstantial.
I think they brought it up in the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
But like they couldn't talk. Imagine that they couldn't. How good of a fucking lawyer do you have to be? We'd be like, actually, the accused was training on how to kill people this exact way, but it wasn't public knowledge.
Yeah, but you know what? You could also see how, but this is for a movie, which is, you know, it's a fantasy thing. Like, you know, there were, you could see
but
how
he got to relive it. Yeah. He got to actually
do
it.
That. He's method acting. I'm way on board with his side of it on that, but
he wanted to really give it a shot. He thought it was all bullshit until he cut his wife's fucking head off.
Right.
I want OJ shit. I wish I had some.
I wish I did too. Like an autographed, nice OJ jersey.
I've told you about my buddy, right?
No.
I got a buddy who got into real estate super young. His dad had a business. So he just right out of school got out his real estate license. He's always had multiple houses the whole time I've known him.
Yeah.
And he's got a real nice memorabilia collection. He collects a ton of stuff. And he's got this real shrewy wife who hates me. This Asian chick.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want me in their house.
Yeah.
And we'll go to smoke pot. And she'd be like, "You tell him come downstairs 10 minutes. He'd lose track of time up there." She hates me. And so we're in his memorabilia room. And he's showing me all his like sports shit. And he goes, "Hey, I have another room.
You want to see a woman's head?"
Like, I got Nicole's face.
He goes, "I have another room. But, don't tell fucking Sun Yin Park or whatever that you saw this."
Don't tell Ming Ming.
And it's a small door off the side of his memorabilia room, and it's just OJ shit.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And I mean OJ pogs, but still in
pogs,
like, not popped out.
Yeah.
Of the cardboard.
Holy shit.
OJ jersey, OJ everything.
That's like the scene in, by the way, in Traffic when the kid's really rich and he goes, "You want to see something?" And he shows his friends like his dad's Nazi plate. You know what I'm talking about?
She flips it over and it's got the swastika on the back. Yeah.
And I was like, "Where do you even get all this shit?" And he goes, "Go to any sports memorabilia store. and go, hey, do you have any O.J. Simpson stuff? And they'll go, no. And then wait for everyone else to leave the store and go, no, seriously, do you have O.J.? And they go, yeah, come with me.
Oh, do you know who owns a sports memorabilia store?
Corinne.
Corinne. You should ask her.
What?
I have.
You have? You've asked her? Yes,
they know. She has none. Wow. I almost bought, I'm going to buy, I think.
You should.
I have John Wayne Gacy's business card from his contracting company.
Really?
And online I found
his wig.
Business card from his, he was in the Democratic Party of his town he was in. Mm-hmm. He was like a recruit, he like held fundraisers.
Yeah.
I really want it to go with it.
Oh, wow.
I really want it. I think I have to have it.
Wow.
That's God amazing. Man.
That's so creepy.
That is.
Dude, you should get this fucking clown nose. I would get that.
I would love one of his paintings, but they're so fucking expensive.
Wait, John Wayne Gacy, that's the dude dressed up as Pogo, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I have Charles Manson's hair.
What?
Wait, how'd you get his hair? What, he donated to Locks of Love?
One of the chicks he fucked.
Would you tell everybody you have cancer?
One of the chicks he fucked. He would give locks of hair to like the chicks that would like visit him and shit.
Where'd you get that?
How'd you get it?
It's a Murderbilia site, and it's in like, it's like
Murderbilia.
But how did how do you get it like authenticated?
It comes with a COS or certificate of authenticity.
Can I ask you a question? Why does your friend's wife not like you?
Yeah, that'll tell it.
He goes in the house with his shoes on.
He smokes serial killer hair with my husband.
That's, I mean, what do I have? A piece of the foundation from Ed Gein's, the hardware store Ed Gein killed the second victim in.
Hmm. Hmm.
I have more Gacy. I have a piece of John Wayne Gacy's shirt from Death Row.
It's an interest.
This is what I do with my life.
Did you ever see, I lived in Mexico when I was 15. They have a magazine. It's a car crash and violence magazine called Alarma. Have you ever seen those?
No,
I have some of them.
Alarma,
you ever seen Alarma magazine? It's fucking nuts. I have some of them. I'll bring you some.
I would
of them.
Love to see
that. Yeah, you can jerk off to them.
There's so you remember Faces of Death? From
yes.
Yeah.
There was a Mexican knockoff called Traces of Death.
And that one was real though.
That one is just body cam footage and like police footage. Yeah. Of car wrecks and murders.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So you watch Faces of Death, and it's kind of got a narrative, there's music, and then you buy, like, oh, I think this is more of that.
Yeah.
You buy Traces of Death, and it's just
raw footage.
Raw footage set to, like, death metal.
Yeah.
I remember Faces of Death, you would get it as, like, a kid, and, like, you'd get that tape, and it was horrifying. Like, there was the, you know, me, I'm Sensitive to Animals, there's the part where I think it was bullshit where they're showing, like, they're beating the monkey's head.
The monkey's head was, like, plastic or some shit like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they don't actually show that. You hear the hitting, and then you see the monkey grab it. So I was, like, I was relieved. But there were parts, like, when they do that, when they do the execution and the guy's eyes are taped.
That's fake, too.
That's fake, too.
Yeah, the only stuff in Faces of Death that's real is footage they bought.
But so the
anything
plane
that
crash,
looks
right?
film, yeah.
There's that thing online. I can't remember where this is from, but this I feel like this is within around 7 years ago where they show a fucking beheading.
There it is.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. This is fake.
Yeah, this is completely
fake. This is
fake.
So
we had a lot.
It used to drive me crazy. I'm not even going to lie.
A special table, and then, by the way, this table came from a monkey brain.
Even this annoys me.
Well, this is them talking about how they did it. This is
the mallets.
Yeah, so that's the guy that made the movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
discussing how they did it.
Mm.
So technically, that was a real table. They say from a restaurant that did that.
Yeah.
They just didn't really film it.
Dude, when I was in Hong Kong doing a dog show. So they,
jeez.
The way
they eat the loser?
What'd you say? What'd you say? They eat the loser? No, but they are so fucking...
It's actually a food festival.
It is. They hate mainland, and they have such a thing with mainland China because the disparity between them and on mainland China because they have that, I think it's called the Yunlin Dog Festival, they seethe over that shit. Because it's like, that's, you know, they eat, I mean, there's a lot of people there. They eat a lot of weird shit, man. But
yeah.
Did you eat dog when you was over there?
Yes.
I know you love them. I know you love dogs, but you'll never taste it.
I was in Hong Kong where they're just like, they
what if he did taste it and he's like, you know what?
It's like,
I've been training them the whole time.
It's like German Americans now, how like if you're Jewish, you're like, oh, please, let me massage your feet. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like they overdo it.
Okay.
You know, they overcorrect, which is good. Anyway, sorry, Zach. I didn't mean to take over.
No. I love it, man. Who could do that? I don't think.
What, eat dogs?
Yeah, dude. That's fucking
I mean, there's
rough.
People with pets as like that are chickens and cows, and they still eat those.
People
you know what? I grew up with an Italian girl, and like off the boat, Italy.
Yeah.
And her family got her a goat when we were little
no.
kids. And they ate it on Easter.
No.
They did that. They did that with my mother too. They gave her a pet rabbit and they fucking ended up killing it and eating it. So it wasn't
hey,
a
man.
Pet.
Was she okay?
I hope so. She's fucked up now over. She don't talk to us.
As long as she wasn't the last person to get a piece.
I don't know. But you think about like those old school guinea broads. They were very cold. Like my grandmother used to bring home like from like bird hunting one time and she goes to pluck the feathers and the fucking bird comes alive because it wasn't dead. My grandfather never gutted it. She grabs it with her fucking cold hands and just breaks the fucking neck and then just continues.
But she's like old world Italian, right?
Yeah.
She's off the boat.
She lived in caves when she was a kid. She was a tough bitch, that one. She's dead now, thank God. Damn. But, you know, she was fucking nuts.
That does sound like a solution for where Italians should go back. maybe back to the caves.
Escape Mussolini.
I feel like a dog is an impractical animal to eat.
It is. I would think so too.
What it does, it's not like chickens we've bred over time to be mostly meat.
Same thing with cows. Yeah, but then you ask an Indian and they love cows. They're not eating cows. They worship
them.
Yeah.
I've been on, I go to like those farms. It's like the baby calves, like they play with the dogs and then they have like the goats and shit like that. And they have the pigs and they raise the pigs. And this is like, my friend has this big farm and they raise the pigs to actually eat them.
Right.
But like these pigs, they play like with the dogs. It's like, here's what it is. It's that we have factory farming in this country. So you're so fucking removed from it. But if you watch any of those videos on like, dude, when they do the kosher meat, you think it's like, there's a rabbi there. It's like a piece of bullshit. It's the cows are like basically in this assembly line of machine. The machine picks it up with a fucking crane.
And they cut them.
Some rabbi comes in, says a prayer like once a month. It cuts it with like a fucking circle saw.
They need to drain the animal of all the blood.
Ah, jeez.
Right.
When you kill a cow for a regular, non-kosher, they have a gun.
Boom.
It goes, bop, bop. Yeah. It's like a piston.
A bolt gun.
Oh, like they're from No Country from Old Men.
Exactly.
It goes, pop, pop.
Yeah.
And then the cow goes, bop.
Yeah, they say, my friends on the farm, they go, listen, the animals, it's like two great years, one bad day. Because it's like, but it's the factory farming shit that if any of us watch videos like that, we'd be like, all right, fucking.
Yeah. So they don't mass produce. They don't like put the prayer on loudspeaker just so they don't, the priests don't have to keep showing up.
That's a great idea.
I bet they do.
iPhone factory.
Yeah. Just so he don't got to keep showing up. He's just like, look, just play this recording.
I bet it's like that. I bet it's that remote.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Right.
Make some money.
Yeah. Fuck.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys want to get high, right? Well, then it's time to go to YoDelta.com where you can stock up on high quality, lab tested Delta 8. Guys, they sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. I did the field research. They work. In fact, I would say you might not even be able to tell the difference between that and what you would call classic weed. So if you're over the age of 21 and you live in one of the majority of states where it's legal, go to YoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8 today. Delta 8 is something that's found in hemp, but it can be legally shipped to various states and it gets you high. I can tell you it works. You're going to love it. Once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use the promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off. One more time, guys. That's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that'll get you and keep you high. All right, let's look at another one. Marilyn Mayer faces up to 100 years in jail for posting revenge porn. Shannon, what can you tell me about it?
Okay, so first, the mayor, whose name is Andrew Bradshaw, he's 32 years old. He's the youngest mayor that Maryland has ever had. That's really freaking young to run a city. But he was dating a girl. The details aren't clear as to like what happened that made him so angry. But he started to post pictures of her on racially charged Reddit forums. Mm. And he would say stuff like, the kind of body black men love. And I post my, I guess, tits is the word, on Reddit to get attention and get off. There's a lot of stuff like aiming at black guys. And
Monroe's half hard, so I don't see anything wrong with this.
This seems like his fetish more than her thing.
Yeah, he's a cuck probably.
So she claims that the pictures that were posted that he's the only person she ever sent them to, so it has to be him doing it. They trace the IP address to his house, so they know it's him. There what were 50 asshole. There's 50 charges.
Yeah, exactly.
There's 50 charges.
This is while he was mayor he did this?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is like
this is all coming out right now.
High.
Yeah. So it's 50 different charges. So if he is charged guilty on all charges, he will spend the rest of his life in prison and have to pay a $250,000 fine.
That's too much.
100 years.
Do we have any of the pictures?
Just for posting a chick's tits?
I can show you what he looks like.
Let's see what he looks like. Let's see if it...
Oh, he looked like he say shit like that.
Look at him. Look at him. He's definitely a cuck.
He should get 100 years just for looking like that.
He's not going to get that, though.
Not only does he look like a cuck, he looks like he's the kind that wants to, like, prep the bull.
Yes.
Like, give it a few pops in his mouth first before it slides in his wife.
Yeah. That's the thing? That's what they say?
Prep the bull.
Prep the bull?
Yeah. It's like being a fluffer. I get that hard first.
Oh, wow.
Prep the bull.
Prep the bull.
I'm going to start using that.
doing that.
Something about those squinty eyes. He's up to some weird shit.
Dude, a 100 years for posting titties?
That's fucked up. No fucking way.
But it was like 50 titties. Right?
All the same girl,
but it's the same chick.
Same girl.
Yeah.
It's the same exact girl.
How can we not?
And listen, I understand that revenge porn is bad and you should be punished for it.
Yeah.
100 You get... There's people that commit murders that get 10.
Yeah.
Well, can we
see... There's O.J. Simpson who gets none.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, well...
He's also the mayor. He couldn't just, like, have some cops pull her over and give her some fines or some shit like that. He's got to post her tits everywhere.
Yeah, it was bad planning.
Yeah, he couldn't just, like, make her life hell every time she drives. Here's a ticket. It's like, you got to post
I like the way Doug thinks. Doug has nothing in life, but he's always prepared for if he had power.
I'm always thinking about
Italians
that.
Italians are always preparing a vendetta.
Always.
That's what they do.
Trust me, I'm constantly thinking if my girlfriend cheats on me, this is what I'm going to do to her. Right? There's always that plan in my fucking head.
It also says that that the posts came from accounts that contained the victim's name and birthday in the username, making it possible for someone to find her.
Oh, so that could be like, what do they call it? What do they call it when it's like you're encouraging people to do something violent to somebody?
Inciting
assault. You could sort of say it like that.
Yeah. And he has power, so it makes sense for 100 years.
Right,
now.
Maryland.
Yeah.
Yeah, some sort of.
What an asshole.
What does she look like? We don't have to see nudes, but
I don't have that. Her name hasn't been released.
So if we can't find it and we can't figure it out, and we've got Doug here, the fucking king of vendettas. It's like, I don't see why this is such a fucking big deal.
It's not.
Yeah, and we've got Monroe here who loves her body.
Yeah,
I don't know if I do yet. I gotta see.
You got a Jew here, so we're not gonna get fucking charged with anything. I mean, what's the big deal?
We're covered everywhere.
We are. We're like a fucking weird A-team.
Yeah.
I knew a girl.
Does someone have a drop? I mean, what the fuck? When Lewis is in here, I get nothing.
I knew a girl
whose
boyfriend posted on like Pornhub or one of those sites, her blowing him.
Oh no!
And she called the cops and got it taken down, but he didn't go to jail.
No, but he's not a mayor.
Yeah.
Mayor
there used to be a whole website. Do you remember this website? It's called submityourex.com.
There was submityourex. Yeah. And there was Is Anyone Up?
What the hell's that?
Is Anyone Up was a site where they would take girls who posted nudes or submitted nudes, and then they would link to their social media.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow. I just got to say, the best is like...
That guy went to jail for a long time.
Yeah, you should. Is Anyone Up guy nuts. Got
fucked. But if you don't have more, if you don't have values, that's going to be the best jerk you've ever done.
Oh,
it's like if you hate that girl too, and then you think that's like,
Well, buddy, my ex was on it.
Really?
Oh, no.
You put her on it?
What? No, I didn't post it.
Did you still
not me.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
My ex was on it, and it was... That was someday.
You had still had feelings, though, right?
Yeah, we were together for a long time.
Oh, that killer, dude. Sucks,
and a few weeks later, she was... A few months later, probably, I checked this, because I used to check that shit every day.
Dude.
That was like my morning. That was But that was... It was like Facebook.
Yeah.
Live Journal.
Yeah.
Is Anyone Up?
Dude, I am fucking disciplined when it comes when the breakups happen. Like getting the fuck off social.
Yes.
That shit will drive you,
dude,
crazy.
That's the first thing you do anytime you go through a breakup. You
everything.
Block the fucking
everything
person. You get
off.
Rid of the pictures in your phone. You get rid of her number. Everything. Just
everything.
Pretend like she never existed.
Dude, people that's do that thing where like, no, that's pussy. You should be. I'm like, bullshit.
Get the fuck out of here. Who's saying
that's
pussy? Get the fuck out of here. You get rid of that fucking bitch.
To.
You don't fucking like, no. That's fucking crazy. Why would you want to keep tabs on somebody you used to be with, especially if you still have feelings?
No, you're signing up for pain.
Yeah, well, keeping tabs is the crazy part. Like, keep checking in on them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's the fucking, I don't want to check it. Yeah. I don't want to, like, they never existed. You're fucking gone. You're dead. I don't care. I don't want anything to do with somebody, like, especially, like I said, if they fucking hurt you or broke you, you don't want to fucking keep tabs on them. Because every little thing you see, even if they're posting some, like, picture of whatever the fuck, you're going to be like, oh, who's she with? Like, no, you don't need that.
I got a wild one.
Go.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Here we go.
So I used to see a hooker.
Yeah. You had feelings for
it? It was years ago.
Yeah.
And recently, in the last couple of years, I was at an event, and I saw her there with her husband and two dogs.
Mm. Yeah.
And she was telling me about how they just bought a house together.
Damn.
Did you have feelings for her?
No, it was her own hooker I used to see. And it was it was a financial
thing. You paid for that house, Zach.
Right. Yeah.
You paid for that house.
I did not pay for a lot of that house. I had a good deal.
A hooker with a discount?
That's... Jack's got a great sense of humor.
This girl used to, so she would go out on like calls.
Yeah.
And then in the middle, because I was working the door at CB's, so she would be out late. So she would call me in the middle of the night and be like, I'm in Brooklyn. Where are you? Can I come over and stay over?
She liked you.
She would jerk me off for $20.
Really?
God damn. Well, she's staying at your place. That should be free.
I don't know. That was a pretty good deal.
And also, what kind of hooker reaches out to clients? Yeah. The clients reach out to them.
It would be... I've told... We robbed the guy. Well, she robbed the guy once, and I assisted. she's like, hey, I'm two blocks from your house.
Yeah.
This guy's hammered.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to watch a movie and fuck. He put the money on the dresser already, and he keeps falling asleep during the movie.
Amazing.
I'm going to run out the door with the money and run to your apartment.
God damn.
And here comes this fucking chubby little Colombian girl click-clacking in her high heels. Yeah. Around. And I got the front door of my apartment like, vomitos, bitch.
Does she still charge you?
Did her husband know?
I don't know.
So, or know that...
At one point, she was with a guy who knew.
Mm-hmm. That she was a hooker.
That she was a hooker. Because she said she had to charge me as per the rules of their relationship.
Wow. It's called a pimp.
No, he was a fucking huge pussy. He used to write poetry in Union Square.
Oh, wow.
And he met me on the subway and cried.
That's fucking hilarious. What a bitch.
And he knew, because he used to go to, like, sex workers' rights rallies with her and hold signs, be like, proud partner of a sex worker.
That is so fucking emasculating. That is so self-emasculating. He's like, homie.
What a deep, bald bitch.
Yeah. I don't know if the dude knew, just a regular dude. And they're like, oh, yeah, we're getting a house. And
he never questions, like, hey, what do you do for a living? You're never going to work, you know?
She doesn't still do it while she's
living.
She could be a cam girl now. That's different.
That's true.
I don't know what she does now. I mean, I think she's a regular, because I knew her in the time she transitioned to a regular job.
Okay. Damn, that got to be hard.
That's got to suck.
Yeah.
Because you guys are your business.
But I mean, it's got shelf life.
Yeah, but if it's not done on camera... That's being a stripper, once shit's like done on camera, and then especially now, like then it's like, all right, me and Shannon used to talk about this No Disrespect. It's like the fucking harsh glow of the scarlet letter shining above your head is just existing in infamy at that point. But if it's like, if you've done stuff privately and personally with people, it's like, I think they don't suffer from it the way someone on camera does.
The porn chicks I knew, like, when I was, like, in my early 20s, a lot of them are, like, married with kids now. I don't know how much the dudes know.
They can't know. What kind of, like, any sane fucking guy cannot be with a chick that you know was a hooker. Like, you just can't.
Yeah, like, a hooker and a porn star are different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can be with a porn star, one gets fucked for a lot more hooker, money. Like, you know what I mean?
What's the difference?
Would you rather eat dog or...
What's really the difference? It's like,
here's the thing. A hooker...
You're getting paid to fuck one, and one of them...
No, one is...
The same thing.
Nah, because one... Like, one, you can go to the AVNs and you can be worshipped and, like, your body of work...
There's a little glam to it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a hooker. You're just a person on the street getting trashed for less money. There's no union...
But can we all?
You know what I mean?
No, there's no union.
You can't go on strike.
You can have a porn union,
but they don't.
Let's be honest. Most girls that do porn are also hookers.
And that's a shame.
Most of them do private sessions. Yeah. When you go to those like awards.
That's just practice. Like
when you go to like those porn conventions.
It's like an open mic.
Yeah, a lot of those girls are up in the hotel room doing quote unquote private sessions.
But then you also got to think
getting
about
in
the
practice.
Price.
Like most networking. Of the porn chicks I've known the sleazy producer dudes. Yeah. They throw them a few extra hundred for a blowjob before or after the scene's over.
Ah, jeez. Mm.
Mm. It gotta be
if
before.
You're willing to get fucked on camera for money, you're probably also willing to get fucked off camera for money.
But if you're smart, then you get a piece of those like play. Like if the account's monetized and all that shit, you getting money. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Also,
don't
think
know
about like, I see the
business argument.
Yeah,
like I get your point for the business argument. I get that, but I'm saying you're set. A lot. You're selling a lot more than just that. There's a lot that comes with
it. But think about it this way: you meet a girl like in Hunts Point in fucking New York, right? And then you got a porn.
Is that
star,
where the hookers live?
Hunts Point.
You
is
never
like,
saw those documentaries?
Exactly. Yeah. HBO documentary.
She walks the street to the beat. You know what I'm talking about, right?
The girl with the nurse. She had no upper fucking
no
teeth, but she had big lips, so you couldn't tell.
Yeah,
and she's like, "I don't have it." She flips her lip. I was like, "Oh."
But here's
God,
the thing. But
Jesus,
Monroe, the way you're looking at it, you're talking about like street hookers. There's also like the ones
escorts.
Where it's there's escorts where it's like, you know, they're driving around in fucking nice Mercedes.
Yeah, see,
they're making a few hundred K a year.
Hookers, yeah.
Right.
But you're talking about like
a hooker isn't making like that much money.
Nah.
You know what I mean? A hooker's probably making a couple hundred.
So you're discerning between a hooker and an escort is what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay, I feel like an escort has a lot more like
you're talking street hooker or like a lot lizard.
Yeah, what's a lot lizard?
A truck stop.
Yeah, that's.
Oh shit! I like that name. Yeah, lot lizard.
Lot lizard. Yeah,
that's great.
There's a thing on Prime, I think, called Lot Lizard.
Yeah,
and they literally go like truck to truck.
Yeah,
yeah,
and they just hop because they have beds in the back.
Yeah,
and they go to like the rest area and they walk it.
Yeah,
and they're not great.
No, they're not.
No, it's a lot of sweatpants.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
You don't want to fuck a hooker in sweatpants.
They blend
like,
in.
What is this? Is this from a movie?
This is the trailer that for the
Lot Lizard.
For Lot Lizard.
I'm watching this tonight.
Oh, God.
I really hate wearing makeup.
I mean, she needs it, though.
She definitely does.
Always have been. I think it helps me to make more
money. Oh, God.
Helps me more look more girly and more, you know what I mean? And it's just when I'm doing my hustle and dealing with truck drivers, it is what it is.
That's just a lot of makeup to put on if your face is getting came on. You know what I mean? Like, you're just going to end up wiping it off anyway.
They make them wear condoms.
No, they don't.
Do you think she gets a few extra hundred if she helps them change a tire afterwards? Or no.
Finish. I want to see the rest.
Yeah.
Is making people.
Oh, that guy, look at him.
Kill themselves.
Whoa. Ah, there's the meth use.
What do you think?
She's flexible, though.
It's all about the truck stop.
I ran from drugs and men and drugs and men until, well, now it isn't working for me. I don't really know who I was, so this is like the very first time where I'm figuring out, okay.
That's a lot of dust.
This is what kind of person
I am. This is our first time sweeping this house?
I've never been on my own, ever.
Butterfly kiss?
No.
Ew, ew. Oh, no. It's don't kiss your daughter. That's fucking gross.
Dude, it's always the wholesome shit that lies beneath where you just like, you can all, the chariot turns back into a pumpkin fucking quick.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you ever, even if like, if you go to like a strip club, you sit there, you talk to a stripper like too long to raise the point where it's like, if she wants it, you're like, that chariot turns right back into a pumpkin.
Oh,
you're like, sweetheart, I'm taking.
Yeah, but doesn't the kid know why the cameras are in her fucking house, that her mother's a fucking whore, and she's giving her kid a little kiss on the cheek?
A butterfly kiss is the, what is it, the eyelashes or some shit? Damn.
She might not, that she might be reformed, if I remember right.
Is she?
That one might have been a reformed.
Mm.
Oh,
finish it. This woman looks like Willem Dafoe.
Yo.
Good call.
And your show alive.
In my mind, I can't call that my woman if she's with another man.
So why are you there? toilet paper?
Yeah, she can't afford a scrunchie?
Yeah.
On things that you can see. Half of what you see isn't really what you're seeing. It's something, someone, or... And not everything is as it seems. Nothing is as it seems. You know what I mean?
She's fucked up right there, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I had no idea what the fuck she was talking about.
No. Yeah. There's absolutely nothing sensical was coming out of it.
Yeah. No. And I thought that was the editing. Like, maybe they're cutting out key points.
No. That's like, her philosophy, top to bottom in a row.
Yeah. But if you're a trucker, what a deal. Like, you stop, sleep, shower, blowjob, and Roy Rogers?
Or Cinnabon. There's a lot of
And
those.
You get a pension.
Yeah.
They stepped those little truck stops up, though, now.
Yeah, but those truckers are all on fucking meth, so they never come. So those girls are just getting blasted for hours and hours.
They are, dude. That's a true thing. Yeah. A lot of them.
They are not... those poor girls.
That's how you got to make that time, man. Yeah. That's a tough gig.
Yeah. That load's got to get there.
So she got to charge by the hour, then, like every 30 minutes or something.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
I would assume so, because, if you're super fucked up like that...
Yeah.
Shit gets dark.
I'm glad that we both got grossed out that she wanted a kiss from her daughter. It was like,
yeah, that was fucking. I felt so bad for the kid. How many times
those scars?
Yeah,
should adopt it and raise it in the studio.
Yeah,
that's probably a lateral move.
Uncle Zach's going to show you a serial killer's pubic hair. Come on.
Hey guys, I just want to tell you about a new partnership that couldn't be a better fit for the Real Ass Podcast. It's our friends at Fight Back CBD. Fight Back CBD is a CBD company that empowers people to live clean lives with martial arts training. Lewis lives by this stuff. They have a cream that he uses. He absolutely loves it. Justin from
Fight Back. I've taken it.
Silver, you tell us about it.
Yes. No, I've used a cream on this. It's great for anti-inflammation. It's great for soreness after workout. So this stuff is legit.
Great. And Justin, who owns Fight Back CBD, is in recovery, and he found jiu-jitsu greatly helped him on his journey, so he started Fight Back CBD. We couldn't recommend it more. Lewis is using it to stay injury-free while he's training to beat Jason Ellis coming up. Mm-hmm. They also have vape pens and tinctures for all your CBD supply needs. So right now, go to fightbackcbd.com, and if you use the promo code RAP20, you're going to get 20% off anything you order. One more time, guys. That's promo code RAP20 for 20% off at fightbackcbd.com. Let's get back into the show. All right, let's see what else we got here. Justin, you got one you like?
Oh, wait, I got to put my glasses back on because I'm getting fucking eye surgery tomorrow. What do we got? Sorry, I don't even want to get into that. The O.J. Simpson one we did. Where's the one with the kid who
the New Hampshire one?
Yeah, New Hampshire high school student suspended for saying there are only two genders.
He got suspended for
saying there's only high school kid suspended for saying there's only two genders.
Did he say man or woman, or did he make up some
high school New Hampshire high school? I don't, Shannon, what do we know?
Okay, so apparently there was a conversation that happened on the school bus between this kid, who's a football player, and a girl on the bus. After they both got off the bus, they continued.
Wait, hold on. Is it girl or girl?
I believe it's
on
a
the bus.
Biological female.
Okay.
I believe. And so they continued their conversation via text message. So this is where he made the mistake, because now it's in writing. Mm. And apparently,
she
set
him up.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. So, but apparently, the original conversation started out talking about the Spanish language and the pronouns in the Spanish language, in which case I'm pretty sure it is true that there are only two.
Yeah.
It's like you add an A or you add an O.
Latino.
But they so
no, now it's Latinx.
Oh,
that gotta be confusing for the language though, because their language is masculine or feminine. Right. Yeah.
So after this conversation, I guess the chick that he was having the conversation with brought it up to the higher ups in the school.
Oh,
and
she a slime ball.
Yep,
she fucked them.
They suspended him. And so now he and his family are suing the school.
100%.
Good. And sue her ass, because she's a slime ball.
Whether or not you agree or disagree, this is still people's right to speak their opinions on things, and he's not hurting anybody.
Yeah.
And
the
thing that makes me so crazy about this is, like, everybody's just sitting there walking on eggshells about, it's like, these are discussions people are having. Mm-hmm. This is not, people are not being like, no, there's only two genders and let's build a fucking concentration camp now. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I agree with both those things, but. And by the way, he's not like wrong or right.
Yeah.
I think what he meant to say, if you have to boil it down, is there's two sexes.
Yeah.
Right. Gender is a whole different thing now.
Yeah. Mm. Gender's fluid, they say. Yeah.
I thought gender and sex is like what kind of the same thing, no?
Technically.
Of course you do with that accent.
Yeah. As he screamed at me.
Gender's saying.
As he screamed at me when I'm at home. Gender's a construct.
As well.
As it screamed to me in my apartment. Gender's a construct that we've created.
Really?
Sex is what we're discussing. Is the sex of the person is one or the other.
Mm. Yeah.
So somebody could be like a fucking transgender, but their sex is still female?
I don't know how
you are the way you either
You were born one or the other.
Right. Yeah, you have reproductive organs, or you have the organs that shoot the semen. You're one of the other. Like that. That's the biologically, scientifically, what's happening.
Yeah, but that's your sex.
But that's
not
your sex.
Gender.
Oh Jesus!
How
fucking
you identify?
Christ. Oh my God!
But why did he get suspended?
Because of this
because
culture.
Because we live in a crazy society. Yeah.
I just don't get that. Like, I want to know the discussion between the higher-ups in the school that was just like,
I would like to see how he worded it, though, before he completely... Before I completely defend him.
I would like to see
how it was worded.
These fucking trans animals, they're running over to school here.
Transmals, that's what I call them.
I have a little bit more information. So that this particular high school in 2016 enacted a progressive policy whereby a student has the right to be addressed by a name and pronoun that corresponds to the student's gender identity. And then in this article, it says, this student who is suspended, the student does not deny that he violated the gender nonconforming student's policy. Mm-hmm. The lawsuit said he, in fact, denied and will continue to deny that any person who can belong to a gender, that any person can belong to a gender other than that of male or female. The student will never refer to any individual person using plural pronouns such as they, using contrived pronouns such as they or z, or with any similar terminology that reflects values which the student does not share.
Okay, so it annoys the shit out of him, but like, what is he, smacking people in the hallway?
Right.
Yeah, that's progressive for like a football player at a white school.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually he just murders them or rapes them.
Is that what he was? He was a football player?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you had to do, when I was a kid, the shit you had to do to get suspended.
Yeah.
We went to an interracial school. We went to an interracial school. Slurs got called. Yeah. People called people shit all the time. It's
but that got to be a easier school. Like, he could just probably walk back in. It's like, no, you suspended my other gender.
By the way, how fucking old is Justin with a wig. That he called it? I went to interracial school.
They
freed it up.
That's right.
I was the first school that allowed multi water fountains.
We went to a mixed school. It was everybody.
And y'all drank out of the water fountains savages.
Monroe, together, I'm telling you.
You know not to drink out of a water fountain.
Yeah,
black or white.
I do. Why? What's wrong?
No, I don't. They're disgusting. I don't drink out of.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah.
Unless it's like the stream that shoots far.
Yeah. The one that goes like all the way up where you're like,
yeah.
Like that one in Washington Square Park, that water fountain.
Nope.
Get the fuck out of that fucking thing.
Oh, I do. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, because it's like the water's running. Is that bad?
Yeah,
should I not
but
do
think
that?
About how close, like,
people
faces.
Put their
the germs
lips
don't
on that
jump
shit.
Off.
Some homeless guy just washed his balls in that same water
I
fountain.
I live in a very nice neighborhood.
Oh,
that homeless people don't go to. You think homeless people in New York?
No, actually,
stay
let me tell you
something.
There's
nice
a guy. There was a guy this morning. This is interesting. Yeah. There's this fucking deli. What does that sound?
They're working on the internet.
I thought there was like a fucking plane land. There's a deli on the corner. I live in Chelsea. There's a deli on the corner that they know is
a fucking...
Oh, there's
definitely homeless people in Chelsea.
No, so there's all these fucking crackheads. They know they sell crack out of there. There's always cops there, and they're like, they go into like why they can't... I'm like, why can't you just bust this place? And then the cops like explain it to me.
The Switzerland.
And when they're not there, there's like these... There's these transgender homeless people, and I'm not insensitive to the fact that they're transgender.
You said transgender. That's appropriate.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Transgender homeless people sleeping in the lobby.
They're transgender transients.
Of my building. And then in the morning, I'm like, there's a hose outside to water the grass, to water the thing
outside. I thought it was to keep them away.
They'll be hosing. So I'll bring them like extra toothbrushes and shit like that. But it's like, it gets,
yeah.
Anyway, that's all. I'm done.
So you're part of the problem, Justin. That's why they keep coming back.
He keeps them out of the fountain. That's what you're saying.
I keep them out of the fountain.
Out of the fountain, give him toothbrushes.
You could only use this hose. That's it. Yeah. You touch the fountain,
I give him toothbrushes. I sometimes give him some cash. I give him some coffee in the morning. I'm nice.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweet.
You got a heart,
but I will not call them they.
What are the other, what are the Z and Zay, what do those even mean? Is that just like another thing?
It's like zaddy and shit.
It's the same as they, but it's for people who want to make a new one. I don't know why they would choose one or the other, but
so
it's the same
people
thing.
That need to be they, but then need an extra thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, or for some reason didn't pick. It's the in-between gender. It's the same as the other.
So it's like when you're not anything?
Yeah.
More or less, from what
That's
I understand.
That futuristic shit. That's the Kanye clothes shit. You're walking around
this is
band-aid colored. I mean, yeah, but we don't got to
so
live
confused.
In it. Like, I just, you know what I mean?
This is a list of all the pronouns.
Holy shit.
What the fuck?
Wow.
It's like an eye chart.
The bottom more, row just looks like typos.
There's more pronouns than there are species of plants on this planet.
Yeah.
What's that? R-self?
Higher?
Verself?
Which H-I-R? Higher? Here? Here? The hell is that?
Yeah, I think that one's here.
Here?
Sounds like an Asian person trying to say Hitler.
But I've never met anyone who goes by any of these
things. Faux? What's faux?
Means you're a phony.
Yeah, fucking faux.
E-A,
yeah.
He, per, she, they. We know those. V, X-E. Why do you pronounce X-E? X?
I think it's a Z. Z. Again.
Oh, I've heard that one before. Z.
Z, Zi, M, him, per. Per?
I like V.
Wait, why are they broken down in tiers? I don't understand.
Because that's the level of, like, I don't know.
Like, you're really insane if it's X-himself.
Yeah.
At that
that's
point,
like
you've gone too far.
Yeah.
You're a xenomorph.
Yeah.
It's like, I identify as an alien.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, I'm sorry.
Whatever, if it makes
why are you
people
sorry?
Happy.
Yeah, that's what I'm
really
saying. I'm like,
I don't give a shit either.
Because it's not my world.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I haven't ran into anybody that I have to.
I don't give a shit either.
Like,
but the thing is, don't get mad at me if I don't know what the fuck to call you after seeing that chart. Like, that's too many things to remember.
That's
just
like
walking around with it in your hand. Just
if Monroe calls somebody X herself, it's because that's what their mother named them.
Like, what up, X?
All right, let's get one more story and then get the fuck out of here. I'm thinking this Virginia professor. What do you think?
What do you do?
Virginia professor under fire for saying having an attraction to children isn't always a bad thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think that
he should be under fire.
Catholic college.
I don't think
there's anybody against it. Go ahead, Justin.
This is interesting.
Oh, no.
So yes, he should be under fire for saying that. But in context, I watched this doc. There's this documentary. I can't remember what the name of it is, but it's some documentary that goes into pedophiles, right?
Yeah.
And in this one part of this documentary, there's a guy. There's this dude who's he's a pedophile who's never acted out on it. So he has. Did you see that?
Yeah.
So he has.
AKA a coward.
Because
he's not living his truth.
There was that kid in school. It goes off into that kid. Yeah.
So he has these meetings. So he has like meetings for people. Like he started some. I thought it was like crazy of him. He started some foundation for people who have these thoughts and have these feelings, but don't want to act on them. It's like alcoholics who people have like an alcoholic impulse, but they don't drink.
Right.
He's never acted out on the shit. And he's like, he recognizes like this is a. He says it's a sickness or it's a borderline between a sickness and a kink, and he knows that it's wrong to do it, so he's law-abiding. And you had to be like, yeah, you can't, like, all right, you have these, there's people who have fucking thoughts about, like, murdering people, and they don't do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't know the context in which this was set in, but I was like, that's the one example where I was just like, oh, that made sense to me. Go ahead.
I bet it's not
rip
that
it
nuanced. And
rip it up.
I bet this
like,
guy's
would
up.
You never see a little girl
I'm insensitive to the these and the days, but you know what?
Yeah.
The pedophiles,
this one
I'm okay.
Do.
You know, they be growing up all fat in the ass and titties now.
But
girls are having their periods at
sir,
nine.
Sir, this is
come
calculus.
Like, you know what's funny? It's funny to me just because, like when you look back at like people's parents and shit, there's a huge gap in age, right? Like a lot of people's dads are like 20 years older than their mom, and you're like, ugh.
Yeah, but you see that now too, like with those age gap couples that you see.
Yeah,
on
like the
Instagram,
mom, their mom was like 16,
ones.
And that, you know what I mean? Like that's
if you go back, to like.
Look
you
at
know, the golden age of film. It's like the what was it like when Humphrey Bogart's like in his 50s? What's his average co-star playing his love interest? It's like maybe in their 20s. Isn't that accurate?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Or even there was just an article going around Facebook that was basically boycott every rock star ever.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
For some of the age different, like people that don't even get called out on it. So yeah. There's the, you know, Elvis, of course.
Yeah, that's a big
one. What was it? It was Elvis and when he was with...
Priscilla was a child.
She was how like old? 16, wasn't she?
Younger.
And how Priscilla old was he? Was
14. Holy shit.
Mm. Janice, you could look that up. But
and
Anthony Kiedis
mm-hmm.
gets what Anthony Kiedis, like, took a child on tour.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
homeboy, DiCaprio goes... into the early 20s, yeah. And no one's fucking. He's that dude.
No, I'm not because he has a Prius. The guy from Red Hot Chili Peppers, in his book, said that he slept with a girl, and she was like, the next day, she was like, "Oh, you should probably take me back. They're looking for me. I'm 14, and my dad's a sheriff."
Jesus.
Oh my God! And you write about that?
And it's in the book.
Wow.
So what is he doing? He was molested though, so they kind of he gave himself the out in the book.
Oh, that's sneaky fuck.
Yeah, that doesn't fly.
Come
but
on.
But what goes through your
head? He lost his virginity to his dad's girlfriend.
Yeah. That's what kissing the girl. That's what that song. Raised by my dad. It, by the way, what a horrible singer that I could literally cover that song if he like dropped dead on stage. I'd be like, yeah, anybody could do this.
But how do you? My thing is, how do you not know when they're that young? Do you think your
you
dick
do.
Is big or the pussy is that tight where you're like, oh, this shit is great? It's like, you got to know something's up. You know, you get what I'm saying?
I think,
like, once you enter, you'll be like, either you're like, my dick is huge.
I or think you're if like, you're fucked
this
up.
This feels 15.
Yeah. I think maybe you're fucked up.
Yeah.
I think,
and you just ignore it.
I think maybe, I don't know, dude. Okay. I've met girls that are in their 30s that look really young, and I've met girls that are really young that look old.
Yeah.
Sometimes a girl's just led a fucking life.
Would you ever watch that Chris Hansen fucking show with The Catch a Predator? The bait is like supposed to be this 14-year-old girl, but she's 25.
Yeah.
That what pedophile's wet dream is that?
But right then there? Here's another thing though, right? Like when we watch TV shows, they use young women who are like 15, 16, and they put them in these scenes where they're making out and like being
Dakota
sexual.
Fanning. Remember
and
that
then
one?
Blaming the dudes for looking at him that way. It's like, but
Mila
you painted
Kunis,
in
the first
picture.
Season of That 70s Show is 14.
Oh, can you bring it up,
geez. Word?
Can you bring it up, please? I would love to.
She's a little girl.
I didn't know that.
And she's making out with Kelso.
Really?
So I don't get it. I don't get they're shaming it, but then they're using it as entertainment and being like, ooh.
Yeah.
Like schoolgirl outfits are popular.
That's true.
And sexual fantasies. I don't get it. It's
well, look
confusing.
At dude. I'm shadow banned. Jesus Christ!
Oh
I mean,
my
like,
god!
That's like, but,
but she looks young.
But
now that
you
really,
but you still
but
have to have the wherewithal to be like, all right, and just like you know.
But I was a kid, so I seen her, and I'm like, oh shit, she bad. But I was a child.
You were a
I wasn't
kid,
a grown ass man. You know what I mean?
Priscilla Presley was also 14 when she met
Jesus
Elvis. He was 24, but they didn't get married till she was 21.
Like, what is she hiding the paperwork? Like, how?
Yeah, but the marriage
not
part's
know?
Not even
I
the illegal part.
Yeah.
It's the
Tyler.
Fucking the 14-year-old that's the illegal
it's
at, part.
But it's as you get older and someone hits adulthood, then the age gap, shit doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You're,
I believe
like,
Steven Tyler and Ted Nugent both adopted their girlfriends so that they could take them on
Steven
tour.
Steven Tyler?
I want to say Steven Tyler did, too.
Did he?
I know Ted Nugent did. He adopted his girlfriend legally so that he could transport her across state lines on tour.
What a Ted Nugent-y thing to do, though.
But I want to say Tyler also had some type of
who's
thing
that
like
fucking
that.
Ted Nugent?
Ted Nugent from...
that country fucking singer. He's a psychopath.
Metal.
What do you
Big
like?
Hunter.
Ted Nugent began a relationship with a 17-year-old Hawaiian native. The age of sexual consent in Hawaii at the time was 16. However, they could not marry due to their age difference. To get around this, Nugent joined his parents in signing documents to make himself her legal guardian.
That's crazy.
Wait, is the parents agreed with that?
Yes.
Oh, what the fuck?
And did Steven
That's
Tyler do something similar? Because that was like a move at one point when you had a young chick, was to be her guardian so that it wasn't illegal
that
to take her around
fucking
the
That really
disgusting.
Takes the sexy
what
out
the
of it,
fuck?
Though.
Yeah.
That
She's
is
Hawaiian?
Horrendous.
Hold on. She ain't Hawaiian.
Aerosmith Steven Tyler once adopted a 16-year-old groupie and then dated her for 3 years while he was her guardian. She had turned 16. Tyler was 25.
Dude, what the fuck?
But nobody calls him out on that.
But here's the interesting thing,
when
right?
When you sing Dream
Coming
On.
Down, it's going to come up.
Here's the interesting thing. If you have like, let's say you have like a 15 or 20 year age gap, and that person, the girl is 21, or even the guy, this goes both ways, right? You have like the teachers who fuck the students, and it's like, you know, teachers. Mm-hmm. Once that person is 21, you forgive the age gap. However, if you think like biologically in terms of how people are turned on, that age gap, even if it was like a 5 year difference, but you shifted it to the point where it's like she's under 21, you understand what I'm saying, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, but I think that's changing now, too, because they're calling it grooming.
Like, right.
That's kind of what they got D'Elia on.
I'm not making an argument for this, by the way. I just want this known. I'm not making an argument
for it. It sounds like you're trying to find a loophole.
I am not making an argument
for
it.
He's trying to get our opinion. So, guys, if this is okay right here, like, if I do this, will you guys judge me?
I'm not trying to get out of
this. What did this professor say that got him in hot water?
Oh, so it is similar to what you guys were talking about before. He said, this is a quote, "From my perspective, there is no morality or immorality attached to attraction to anyone because no one can control who they're attracted to at all."
Oh,
in other words, it's not who we're attracted to that's okay or not okay. It's our behaviors in responding to that attraction that are either okay or not okay.
Very astute.
So basically, keep it to yourself. He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude. It is weird to figure out who they have sympathy towards and who they don't. You know what I mean?
He also says he's trying to turn people away from using the term pedophile because it's stigmatizing. And instead, they should be referred to as minor attracted people.
I knew that was coming. I knew there was going to be some kind of sympathy to pay to this fucking
By the way, that doesn't sound better.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Minor attracted? Yeah, that sounds worse.
Yeah.
That is fucking horrendous.
I've got a boner for tinies.
But I'm saying that point is fucking valid. He's like, listen, if you're not acting, I think that's valid. Yeah. I've got fucking kinks that I don't act out on.
Yeah, but they're not with fucking 14-year-old girls.
It doesn't matter if you don't fucking act out on, you're not, you know. No, they're not. That's 100% right.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. It's 100% right. They're not with little kids. I want this known. I want this on the record. Yeah. I do not have kinks for little kids.
Justin's going to want this episode deleted.
No.
Re-record.
I stand by what I say.
Well, today we talked about murderers, hookers, and pedophilia. This was definitely a Zach-hosted episode of the Real Ass Podcast. Thank you guys for being here. I want to thank our guests, Doug Yerim and Monroe Martin.
Thank you.
My co-host, Justin Silver.
Please check
them out on the road. Check out their shows. And you guys are the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We will catch you Friday here on the Real Ass Podcast. See you Friday, Lewis.
That's all, folks.